Remember, I was pointing out that business is fun. It really is. I see business as a game. It's a game we're playing, and we play to win. And when we're winning, we're having fun. And when we're losing, we're learning. Let's treat both of the experiences exactly the same. They're learning experiences. Now we say, remember the old adage which says, let the dead bury the dead. Stop looking back on your life and worrying about the things which have already occurred and which you can no longer alter. That's like trying to change the time you got out of bed this morning. You're never going to be able to do it. That stands for eternity. You cannot go back and change it, since you cannot let it go. Pursuing that kind of mental activity will never lead to anything worthwhile, any worthwhile accomplishment in your life. You should understand, moreover, that all accomplishments in your life, you should understand, moreover, that all of the great achievers of the past have been visionary figures. They did with their life what, like Scott was saying, he does with his music. He heard it in here. They see their life in here. They're building visions of a great future. We've got a vision of a great company. We've already got a great company. We want a better one. We serve a lot of people. We want to serve more. And as we do, we receive greater rewards. And because we receive greater rewards, we become more comfortable, more creative, and we can provide more service. It's a beautiful cycle that we're in. Looking into the past is a self-doom-fulfilling cycle. You just keep getting it worse and worse and worse. We've all done it, so we know what it's like. These visionary figures were men and women who projected into the future, and they did not belabor over things which had already passed. They thought of what could be rather than what already was, and then they moved themselves into action to bring these things into fruition. A quote at the bottom of the page, I should have actually given the person credit for it that said it. Life is either a series of endings or a series of beginnings, at the bottom of page 59. I went to a church service in Santa Ana, California, and Philip Nicola, great preacher, he preached a sermon on that one day. Life is either a series of endings or a series of beginnings. If you're looking back, it's a series of endings. Look ahead. Something great is coming. Leland Vel van der Waal said something when we were sitting having coffee, and I jotted it down. Every time this guy opens his mouth, he drops a pearl. I'm so wise. He said, let us not look back in anger, nor forward in fear, but around us in awareness. Boy, is there ever depth in that? Let's not look back in anger. Let's quit thinking in reverse, nor forward in fear, but around us in awareness.